All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and Stan McDonald is indeed your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald here in just a few minutes. All right, let me just start off by saying that in case you haven't seen it, the U.S. just hit a major milestone. I mean, like, major. For the past 4 years, our border region has been ransacked by illegal immigrants storming across the Rio Grande, climbing fences, fighting with Border Patrol. The scenes were sometimes like some kind of an apocalyptic movie with hordes of people gathered in the thousands at times under border bridges or making human chains across the river, stuck in barbed wire barriers. In December of 2023, brace yourselves for this, in December of 2023, Customs and Border Patrol reported over 370,000 illegal aliens encountered at the border in just 1 month. 370,000 in 1 month. Y'all, that's not even a border anymore. That's a superhighway. That's millions upon millions of people with no regard whatsoever, or respect, by the way, for our laws, deciding when they want to come, not when we want them to come. Imagine for a minute if you had neighbors from down the street who pirated your utilities or borrowed your lawnmower or slept in your bed or ate food from your refrigerator and they just came and went into your house whenever they pleased and used your stuff. Well, that's what our southern border has been like for 4 years. But this month, wow. This month, they just announced a milestone. Just 2.5 years ago, we had over 370,000 illegals encountered in 1 month, with upward of 4,000 to 5,000 per day. Can you imagine? And the vast majority of those were released into the U.S. But last month, under the Trump administration, May of 2025, we had multiple days where less than 100 were encountered in a single day. And in the entire month of May, zero were released into the U.S. Zero. Let that sink in. We went from 370,000 to zero. It's never been about anything except leadership. You know why? Because leadership matters. We're watching what determined leadership can actually do. This may be the single largest statistic to define the first 4 months of Trump 2.0. But I got to tell you, though, there's still too much to be done. Not too much. There's still a lot to be done. Just yesterday, our friends at 1819 News, they reported that a major bust took place just down the road from the Right Side Studios in Blount County, Alabama. State and federal law enforcement, in conjunction with U.S. Attorney's Office for North Alabama, busted an illegal cockfighting ring. 60 people were arrested in one swoop, 60 people, of which 55 were illegal aliens. What that tells you is the problem still exists. The problem is very real. The problem is also right here in your backyard. And I'll go one step further and point out that for there to be 55 illegal aliens at an illegal event clearly indicates that there's an entire subculture running just under the fringe of our cultural cloth of America. Look, they're not assimilating by and large. Millions came here illegally, and they are running in a cultural divide right now. In Foley, Alabama, just recently, a Honduran national assaulted a federal police officer, just like in the last couple of days. 2 weeks ago in Mobile, the sheriff's department intercepted a van that was transporting 28 illegal aliens. Last month in Huntsville, the U.S. Attorney's Office indicted 8 illegal aliens for various crimes committed while they were here on U.S. soil. An illegal alien in Cullman was just arrested last weekend for abusing a child. Another illegal alien was arrested for scamming elderly citizens down at Spanish Fort last week. The list goes on and on and on. And that's all right here. Look, we might be a red state, but the problem is as much ours as any other state in this nation. But we are definitely seeing a new day. I mean, the numbers at the border, wow. Those numbers on the border crossing, those are just one of the good news stories. I mean, recent news also indicates that Customs and Border Patrol has seen a surge in recruitment, and the morale among the rank and file at CBP has increased dramatically. Homeland Security reports in the last 4 months they've had a 44% increase in Border Patrol applications. 44%. But then there's also the shift in self-deportations. Look at this. The Trump administration is definitely carrying a big stick right now, but they're not above dangling some good carrots. The CBP One app, remember that? The CBP One app that the Biden administration used to help speed up illegal entry into the U.S. has been flipped into a self-deportation app to help speed up people leaving voluntarily. And the Trump administration is actually paying people to leave the U.S. And estimates are that nearly a million have chosen to voluntarily leave. Every detained illegal alien costs an estimated average of around $17,000 to the U.S. taxpayer while they're being detained and then deported involuntarily. But Trump's team is paying illegals $1,000 if those leave on their own, and a million of them have done it. Well, that's just good news. Look, the Washington Post claims a million foreign-born workers have now exited the workforce since March. That might sound scary at first, but the Washington Post went on to say that this is, quote, a sign of the weakening of the labor supply, but the paper then also noted that average hourly wages accelerated, rising by 0.5% over the month to $36.24 in May. That means earnings are continuing to beat inflation in a boost to worker spending power. All of that with fewer illegal immigrants. Businesses then had to go around and actually hire Americans. Look, this is all good news. And there's still so much left to do, but the doing is amazing right now. And the numbers speak for themselves. But I remind you of the stakes, though. I've told you before that history dictates that those nations who fail to control their own borders cease to be viable on the world stage. And historically speaking, the fall of Rome was one of the clear indicators. Historians wrestle with the factors that caused Rome to fall, but there are a few they agree on. I got to tell you, when I read the list and compared it to where we were going as a nation in most recent years, I got this eerie feeling the fall of Rome was like some sort of deja vu. Just a few of the factors that led to the fall of the great Roman Empire. Listen up and compare. One of the most prevalent theories is the weakening of the Roman society by mass migrations of people across Europe who were seeking out another location to live. I mean, literally, whole tribes and subcultures just up and moved and occupied the territories of Rome and began to draw from Rome's resources without any predicate or permission. Some would say that Rome no longer had borders, and the lack of cohesion and say-so over who was and was not occupying space within the Roman Empire caused a massive degradation of their logistical and national capabilities. Does that sound familiar? It should. I just saw today that the state of Massachusetts is approaching the $1 billion mark on what they're spending to give shelter to illegal aliens. $1 billion. Look, millions per year were flooding across our southern border unchecked. We're never going to be a closed nation. We never have been. We never will be. We're not the hermit kingdom of North Korea. But yet we are a nation, and a nation without borders ceases to be geographic, even political, if those borders are left unchecked. So yeah, another one of the factors, though, that contributed to the fall of Rome is what is referred to as the weakening of the Roman legions. In that case, it was most of history saying that Rome's military was the envy of the ancient world, but during the decline, the makeup of the once mighty legions began to change. They were unable to recruit enough soldiers from Roman citizens, and so emperors like Diocletian and Constantine, they began hiring foreign mercenaries to prop up their armies. And the ranks of the legions eventually swelled up with Germanic Goths and other barbarians, so much so that Romans began using the Latin word barbarus in place of soldier. They had little or no loyalty to the empire. Many of the barbarians who sacked the city of Rome and brought down the Western Empire finally had earned the military stripes they had while serving in the Roman legions. What that indicates is that when a society begins to rely on residents who don't assimilate into the culture, who don't adopt the customs, who have no sense of national pride, and don't join the culture overall, all it does is degrade your cultural identity. Everything from language and governance and education and productivity begins to take a hit with a slow erosion of a nation's actual provenance beginning to fade from memory. Does that sound familiar? Yes, it does. We have millions who have chosen not to assimilate. And yet we're being told by the mainstream media, we gotta have them, we gotta rely on them. That's how we pick our crops. That's how we clean our bathrooms. Come on. But the reality is that's no different than the Romans relying upon barbarians who could care less about their culture, and it degraded their society overall. At the height of the Roman Empire, it stretched from the Atlantic Ocean to the Euphrates River, but its feckless leaders got lazy and lost control over their borders, even their cultural identity. But what we're watching right now in modern history, what we're watching with the numbers that tell us that zero illegals were released into the United States last month, after hundreds of thousands were allowed in 1 month just 2.5 years ago. What we're watching right now is what I call a plugging of the breach. It's more than just stopping the illegals. It's about saving our nation. And the numbers right now, yeah, they're going in all the right directions. So yeah, take heart, because these numbers may be the biggest numbers to come out of Trump 2.0 as yet. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.